It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's WGN Radio, 720 AM. Special friend Craig Gass in the studio. Would
what?
You guys like to talk on the air instead
You're
of off
You're our special friend, we just decided.
I was actually getting really deep into comedy with Bill. We were talking about...
I know, but we got to bring it on the air.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
Right.
I'm excited to be here, and I don't know why it's taken me so long to get back to Chicago.
Really?
But
why has it? Is there a reason?
Probably because of an ex.
Oh, is that what it is?
It really?
Does your ex-wife live here or ex-girlfriend?
No, it was an ex-girlfriend that she could be listening. So
we have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Can we bring her out?
I was just watching Maury in the other room, and I'm
right.
like, how is this getting me prepared to come on the radio
watching
these pregnancy
now you
tests?
Know.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been a long time. So I just have to explain to your audience who I am. So
We can help. You're a stand-up comic. You're an actor. You've got some new things in the works, which we'll discuss.
Sure.
You've been here a lot. You have not been here in a long time. The last time I saw you was on another radio station, and you told me how great the Long John Silver's chicken planks were.
Oh, my God.
Big fan.
Love Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
You know what? I got offered when I got offered a job for Family Guy. I do voices on Family Guy and American Dad. The casting director, Linda LaMontagne, called me up. She discovered me on YouTube, and she said, Craig, my name's Linda. I'm the casting director for Family Guy, American Dad, and at the time, The Cleveland Show. And I discovered these videos of you, and I played them for Seth MacFarlane over the phone. And I said, you got to hear this guy I just discovered on YouTube of you doing all these impressions. And I just wanted to know, we'd like to offer you a job. Are you available? I was in a Long John Silver's when she called me. I went, get the hush puppies. Get the hush puppies. I'm available. Sure. And she said, I said yes to everything she said. She said, can you be in LA by this date? Yes. Are you available to do this? Yes. And I agreed everything she said, and I just hung up the phone, and I went, oh, my God. And then the day before I flew to L.A., I'm hanging out with comedian buddies of mine in New York. And I go, dude, I just got a job doing voices on Family Guy. And they're like, oh, my God, how much are they paying you? And I went, oh, my God, I have no idea. I never even asked. So I call Linda, and I said, Linda, hey, it's Craig Gass. I'm sorry, this is really embarrassing. And she said, are you okay for tomorrow? And I said, no, I'm there. I got my plane ticket, and I'm going to be there. But again, this is very embarrassing. I never asked you, how much am I getting paid tomorrow? And she went, hang on. And she gets out some papers, and I hear her go, Craig Gass. Craig, you're getting scale plus 10.
And oh,
went,
wow.
Okay, so I'm scale
Plus 10?
She goes, yeah. And I go, okay. So I'm scale plus 10. She goes, yeah. Do you have any questions? I said, yeah, what's scale plus 10? I don't know what we're talking. I'm trying to pretend like I know what I'm talking about here. And she had to explain to me, scale is like the union minimum.
The going rate.
And that's an hourly rate.
Right. And it's $780 plus 10%.
For your
which
agent.
For your agent. Yeah. So in other words, they do you a solid by saying we're going to add money so nothing comes out of your check.
So you get the full paycheck.
Yeah, but I didn't have an agent. So I got to keep $858.
Nice.
And
I said,
hey, you got the plus 10.
Nice.
I got the plus 10. And then when I showed up, that's where I tend to screw things up because I get excited. and my recording session, I walk in and I've been lucky. I've been really lucky that every show I've been on has been a huge show. I've got to play like crazy characters on really memorable characters. Sex and the City, King of Queens.
Right.
I did something disgusting on Sex and the City.
Yes, you did.
And Family Guy, I'm a fan. I know everything about. I know exactly who Seth MacFarlane is.
Yeah.
So when I walk in, it's me and Seth, and I go, "Hey, Seth, I'm super excited." And we record the whole session lasts 5 minutes. He kept doing one line as Peter Griffin, where he kept saying, this is crazier than when Al Pacino was a slumlord laundromat tenant. Meh. And they cut to me as Al Pacino, surrounded by a bunch of broken down washers and dryers, going, you're out of order. And you're out of order. And you're all out of order. And I did that 3 times. And Seth MacFarlane is working the board. And he goes, all right.
Got it.
I think we're good. But I'm so nervous because I think we're going to be friends now. Because
oh, sure.
we're working together.
Why wouldn't you?
And I said, hey, so you want to hang out? Or And he goes, Hang, what do you mean hang out? And I go, hey, you want to grab a coffee or something? Or and he goes, I got to work.
Oh,
and I said,
no.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to leave? And he goes, yeah, get the hell out of here.
Oh,
and I go,
no.
I'm sorry. Let me get my papers.
That's
and
it.
And I walked out. I didn't hear from them for 6 months. They never called me back. And then Linda started calling me and saying, hey, Craig, can you do this voice? Can you do this voice? And every time she called, I said, yes, absolutely. I can do that. I can do that. And every time I've been in now to record for American Dad or Family Guy, Seth is never around.
Oh, convenient.
It's always a guy named Mike Henry who does the voice of Cleveland and the creepy old guy. And every time I see Mike, I go, hey, Mike, Seth around? And every time I see him, he goes, don't worry about Seth. We'll get you out of here real quick. We'll get you out of
oh,
here
good.
Really quick. And
that's
that
what you
says
hear.
Everything.
Do you know what's encouraging about that, though, is how many people put stuff on YouTube thinking, I'm just throwing it out there. Nothing's going to come of this.
Mm-hmm.
You got a really plum job out of just sending out a tape on YouTube.
Well, I didn't put anything on YouTube. It's other people put stuff of me on YouTube.
Yeah.
I never put anything myself on YouTube until recently. Like in the last, actually, it was getting the phone call from Family Guy. I thought, well, I should put stuff that I'm really proud of on. So I started putting my own content on YouTube. But I've always had that ability to do voices. It was a party trick. And I really just did it for drugs. I mean, I was a
did
teenager.
You really? You're not kidding.
Yeah, I was, as a kid growing up, people would give me drugs if I would like, hey, do some, you know, do your impression of whatever, and I would do it for drugs. And and then I became a cocaine addict, and I had to like get rid of the problem, and then I did so much coke that I became an amazing impressionist, and it was because of my desire to get more coke.
Right, you wanted to keep, you're the monkey with the cocaine, they'll just keep
and
doing
the cocaine,
it.
Yeah,
you'll
and
do
I,
voices.
And I, but they got worse and worse, like, you know, the Sam Kinison would get like, yeah, this is a little shit, it's like, oh, jeez, oh. Yeah, it was like it would be like so quick, it'd be so fast, and so I started, it got a little out of control, but it was always easy to do impressions,
yeah.
And then I just found that, like, oh, people really like it when I do this. But it was easy for me because of how I grew up, because my family, everyone in my family is deaf, my entire family.
Both your parents.
My mom and dad and my sister are all completely deaf. So growing up in a deaf family, I couldn't learn how to talk from my own family. I learned how to talk by copying all the voices I heard on TV.
Oh, sure.
And I never got an accent from the Bronx, which is where I grew up.
Yeah.
And everyone in the Bronx has a really thick, very distinct, like Tracy Morgan, everybody in the Bronx talk like this, whether you black or white, male or female. That's crazy. That's crazy. Hey, this is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy. Hey, this is the voice of your mailman, and I'm transitioning. Come get your mail, baby. Yeah.
Isn't he the easiest interview ever?
Yeah, very, very easy, Craig. But doesn't it, I mean, part of the ugly irony of this is that we're all seeking approval from our parents at some point, and as good as your voices are, your mom and dad can't really hear them and respond.
Well,
right?
It's interesting because I would always do impressions for my family that didn't involve voices.
Oh.
All my impressions were body language.
More physical.
Yeah. And so when I think of doing an impression, I don't think of the voice. I always think of the person.
Yeah.
Like Adam Sandler is he's really shy, you know. And he gets nervous, and I know you do too. Jimmy do. You know, it's like I think of their body language, or Al Pacino.
Well, just tell me, does this man not look through your soul? Oh, yeah.
You know, Jay Moore told me a great story about working with Al Pacino on a movie in downtown L.A., and that they had wrapped a shoot, and they had 2 hours to kill. And Al Pacino, instead of taking a ride two blocks to his trailer, said, no, I'm gonna grab Jay and we're gonna go for a walk. And Jay said, I'm walking through downtown Los Angeles in the middle of the night with Al Pacino. And apparently when they walked away from everybody, and this doesn't make any sense to me, I just love the story, he said,
whoa, hold on, stop right there, look at that, that's the moon, baby. That's ours. And we're going to remember that forever. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
It's just, he enjoyed the moon, obviously.
It sounds like Al Pacino is in awe of anything.
Right.
Like he just wakes up in his house and goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on, hold on.
Are you telling me that I'm at home right now? This palace is my home.
Like, yeah, I love that. So, yeah, it's always fun for me. But my new favorite thing since I worked on this new TV show with Dana Carvey and Steve Carell called First Impressions is I like doing bad impressions.
Yeah.
They gave me a list of celebrities, and they said, hey, do you mind working on some new voices? And I said, sure. And then I call them bad impressions, but it started out as giving a lot of effort, but my friends trying to help me.
Yeah, can we take
Don't
a
Don't do
break?
Them yet.
Okay.
We'll
okay,
take
we're
a quick
do...
break, and then
By the way,
bad impressions.
I'm doing a couple of comedy shows, not in a comedy club.
Dirty Nellies.
I'm doing a show in a rock club, and right. It sounds like a strip club.
Yeah.
Dirty Nellies. Right. But apparently, it's a big rock club out here. Dirty Nellies.
It's fun.
In Palatine.
Yeah.
And in Palatine. And they're also doing a street fair in Palatine, right in that neighborhood. So it's going to be a really festive weekend out there.
They used to do comedy fairly regularly. I had worked there years and years and
years
ago. At
Dirty Nellies?
Yeah, but it's all music now, until you're doing this show.
How cool is that?
You're
going
to like it. It's really cool. All right, stick around. More with Craig Gass. Oh, you're going to enjoy it. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.
All right, it's Bill and Wendy. We are doing the easiest interview ever. You just say hello to Craig Gass, and he takes it over. He's going to be at Dirty Nellies, two performances in Palatine this Saturday, 7 and 9, 181 Smith Street. It's a great place. You're also at like a little fair there, right? A fest?
They're doing a street fair out there. All the info is at getgass.com. Getgass with two S's .com. And you can also there's links on there to all the social media. For the last 3 days, I was broadcasting on Periscope, and all the links are on my Twitter page. I've been broadcasting on stage with Pearl Jam.
I know, you're buds, huh?
Well, what I'll do is, I have a lot of friends in the music industry. The cocaine story should have told you I have a lot of friends in the music industry. And so whenever, I wanted to be in the music industry, I don't have any talent. So I became a comedian, but I still maintained all these friendships from when I used to be a promoter when I was a kid, and I used to manage bands, and whenever I Periscope, instead of saying what you're looking at, I'll just say, like, I was in San Francisco for the Super Bowl, and I went to Metallica, a dress rehearsal, a sound check for Metallica, and I just posted it as local music, hashtag not bad, and then people were checking and going, whoa, what the hell, like, and then same thing with Pearl Jam last night when they started singing someday we'll all go the way we'll go all the way the Cubs song. I posted it as baseball fan singing about baseball, and it was on stage at Wrigley Field, and so yeah, it's that's at Craig Gass Comedy, Craig Gass with two S's. But all the info for the shows in Palatine and everything and the social media is all at GetGass. GetGass.com, and that'll take you everywhere you want to go.
All right. You're touring with Kiss because your Gene Simmons is dead on.
I can't believe, first of all, there's a new update. The Kiss fans are mad at me because, that's kind of a long story, but it ended with it ended with me performing at an event with Kiss called the Kiss Cruise. Okay. And it's 3,000 Kiss fans from all over the world. They get on a cruise and Kiss performs a couple times. And if you love Kiss, it's really an amazing, you're interacting with Kiss fans from all over the world. And
playing shuffleboard with them, that would be fun.
It's actually a really neat thing. Because it's just like, hey, I love this too. And I'm from Argentina, I'm from Texas, whatever. So I met a girl on the cruise who is the cruise director. She's really peppy. She's really upbeat. She's the Julia McCoy of the cruise. And when she met me, she said, oh, my God, you're the comedian. You're the guy from the Family Guy. Oh, my God. Would you want to do a funny announcement on this ship? And I was like, oh, Jesus. Yes. does everyone hear it? Does everybody get to? And she goes, oh, it gets piped into every cabin. And I went, oh, my God. Yes. The next morning, everyone on the Kiss cruise woke up to, "Hey guys, this is Paul Stanley,
and this is Gene Simmons from Kiss, and we have a very important announcement. Do not panic, but we have a very important announcement. It seems that the Kiss cruise has just hit an iceberg."
Now, keep in mind, when I said we've hit an iceberg, we're in the middle of the frickin' Bahamas.
It's warm.
We're in the Bahamas.
Nice.
There's no part of you as an intelligent person would be like, "Oh my God, the ship's going down." We're in the Bahamas.
"Do not panic, because Kiss is going to take care of everybody, okay? We actually have three packages to get you off the ship. First, we have the platinum package, which is $5,000, which is we put you in a life raft and you have your own private photo taken with Kiss. Then we have the diamond package. Isn't that right, Paul?"
"That's right, the diamond package.
For $10,000, which is we throw you in the ocean with Tommy and Eric, and then Kiss floats by on a raft, and we do a private acoustic show in the ocean."
It was all stupid. Everything I was saying was stupid. Right. But apparently,
yeah,
two or three of the passengers on the ship actually ran to the employees and said, "Is Kiss really going to charge us to get off this boat?" They actually thought that we had hit an iceberg.
Good,
and that
mission accomplished.
And that Kiss was going to stand the exits. And, yeah, it started out as this thing. I started doing this Gene Simmons impression that got Gene's attention, and then he flew to New York to confront me live on the air about it. And
on Stern, right?
On Stern, yeah. I would say what I thought would be funny, every impression I would do on the show was like, okay, this guy's angle would be this. This guy's angle would be this. The Al Pacino was a really, literally infantile idea, because Al Pacino had just had twins.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how cool would it be to have one of the babies on the show that you could talk to? And a regular character was called Al Pacino's baby.